Okay. You guys ready?
Yes, we are.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the July 22nd, 2024 Select Board Meeting. And would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Drivers.
Brian.
Pat.
And Sue is excused, and Russ is on Zoom. Okay, we got some minutes. June 24th, public, and 24th, non-public.
I have one change I propose to make to the June 24th public meeting.
Okay.
Line 21, it's Rick Mitchell.
Yes.
Right, you're right.
Good catch.
That's the only change I have.
Yeah, you got a motion?
I move the minutes from June 24th be accepted as amended.
I'll second that.
All right, all in favor?
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Non-public, June 24th.
Yep.
I move the minutes be accepted as presented. No change.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Again, with June 28th, non-public, will they be accepted as presented with no changes?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. And July 1st, 24.
Make a motion to accept the non-public minutes for July 1st, 2024.
Second that.
All in favor?
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Discussion on the police interview process. I didn't come up. How many do we have? About eight of them?
Eight or nine.
Yeah. I did look them over. I'm open to whenever.
Yeah, like doing nights.
Is
do
available.
A couple nights. Yeah, that's what I was kind of. We'll probably work around you.
Yeah.
Mostly.
If we can do them after 6 o'clock.
Okay.
If that's possible.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'd probably do it over a couple of days.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
A preference?
Two. Schedule two.
2 days? Okay.
Yeah.
Two days. Do you have a preference of days, though? Because I know you have pickup and drop off with the nights, so.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
We can do them off Monday, yeah, because we'll have a couple of Mondays.
I can do Tuesdays as well. Scouts.
You available on
Mondays? Okay, Tuesdays.
What's the process going to look like?
We're going to bring them in and interview just like we did with Phil.
Everybody?
The ones that are on there, I checked the ones that I thought. I only X'd out one.
Okay. I think we'll probably think of the same.
So that would be, what, seven interviews?
Roughly.
Okay. Now, not all of them met the minimum standards in the job posting here. So I don't think they're entitled to an interview. If they don't meet the minimum requirements here.
cite the ones that you're concerned with.
The first one here is the ideal candidate will have an associate degree or higher in a related field, 10 years of law enforcement experience with at least 5 years in a progressive responsible management role or an equivalent combination of education, training, and experience.
All right, so that's an equivalent combination. So I think as long as we can determine that they've been on the job long enough to be equivalent to the educational part, I don't think that's an issue.
I know one of them has been on the job for 10 years. That's
right.
The same one.
That's probably the one that I X'd out.
Right. Yeah. So I don't think that should even go any further.
Right. Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
And one of them's not qualified as a currently full-time certified through the New Hampshire Police and Standards. One of them's in Massachusetts.
Oh, Mass, right. Oh, I thought that was one of the ones I was talking about, so okay.
They're not even qualified to apply for
right, yeah, we're not going to mess around with somebody's certification.
Yeah. How hard is it to transfer a certification from Mass to New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's not it. I don't think it's a big deal. They have to meet with the standards board.
Right.
So, but it's more about that one. Just didn't have, there's no leadership. I mean, he's green.
I mean, we've got some pretty good
candidates,
yeah,
so
I
don't have any problem with X-ing them two out.
And there's one who lives up in Milton, Vermont. He's also a college professor. It's probably unlikely he ever moved a candidate.
Well, he wouldn't have applied if he wouldn't.
Right. I could have, like, maybe he stays at a family member's. It's, yeah, you never it's know, hard people's, to say. Yeah, you know, he should get a.
So that gets us down to, what, six?
Well, I wouldn't want to ask him out just because he lives in Vermont.
Right, yeah, you're okay with that. Right?
Yeah. So we're going to interview all of them then?
With the exception
others,
of
all
two.
The others,
within,
yeah.
With the exception of two,
that's
right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Because you don't get all the information out of reading their resume. I mean, it helps to sit and have the face-to-face.
Right, but if they don't meet the minimum standards...
Yeah, no, that's fine. We'll ditch those. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, and then we'll just interview everybody else. We're not going to go through. Okay.
Yeah, all right, so I'll call...
So are you good with 2 days, or...?
Yeah,
so I'll try to keep it on a Monday and a Wednesday.
Then we can work
Monday,
around
Wednesday,
because your schedule and mine is a little more
Tuesday,
flexible.
Right.
You might say.
Always got this Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's not a big deal.
I'll just try to get. All right. I'll
all right, so whatever works for Patrick, you know, we should.
Yes. Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, Tuesdays is fine. It's not.
Okay.
So Monday and Tuesday.
After six.
6 o'clock, right? Or 6:30. 6 o'clock you can do?
6.
Okay.
6 o'clock, okay.
And you'll contact them in whatever order you want.
And you made notes on the resumes.
Well, I put checks and X's. So.
Well, there's one that I know that you were talking about, but the other one I'm not sure. So you'll have to tell me after.
Okay.
So will this board constitute the final interview panel, or this is just the first cut?
What do you mean?
Well, somebody recommended we get law enforcement.
Yeah, but
professional.
I'm not.
And a town resident.
No. I'm not for that.
You're confident doing these ourselves?
I've been down this road before, Patrick, 30 years ago.
Okay.
So you're not in favor of having a town resident?
No.
And no law enforcement professionals?
Not really, because I think we know what we want.
I've talked with one of the guys over there. So I did that, and he's giving me some feedback, so...
You what?
He's giving me some, the lieutenant. I talked to the lieutenant, and he's giving me some feedback, so.
From?
We talked names, and he was like, he gave me some feedback on some of these people, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
What do you guys want? Do you guys want an officer here from somewhere else, or what? I know initially you talked about.
I would be in favor of the sheriff's department taking part of it, just because they're familiar with everybody in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not something you want to do, then...
I'm not adamant and opposed about it. I just went through this process once before, and basically, we know what we're lacking.
Yep.
We know what we want, and they're ultimately working for us. But if you two want somebody from the sheriff's or somebody here, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, Jake Roby is a captain on the...
No.
Nope. No way.
Nope. Definitely not.
Well, he's second in command over there.
I understand.
He's in charge of hiring the people.
I understand.
The candidates over there.
But with the recent development, no. I would not be in favor of that. You?
I'm not opposed to Jake, personally. I think he brings some knowledge to the table that would be helpful.
Hey, you know, he...
I don't believe there's any conflict of interest there.
He's been a police officer for 24 years. He's been in the command staff over there for the last 10 years. He knows how to, what we're looking for in a police chief.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Ross.
I would not be, with Jake's situation, maybe if we add him in before we do an interview and talk to him about what we want, what his ideas too, before we're running into a candidate, not do that in front of a candidate, but review him. And I think some of the things too that Karen can supply us, I mean, she's been there for 20 some years, but that she's been behind the scenes too. I don't know. I myself don't know what happens. That's the thoughts that I have.
So you wouldn't be opposed to having Jake?
I would not be opposed to having Jake, but I would like to have a where the board meets with him prior to we have any candidates in front and see what his thoughts are at that point. And then have him, at that point, we feel that we want him to join the group, fine. But I mean, let's, you know, I mean, he's got the background experience of small town and what have you.
We'll be meeting with him.
More experience than I have.
And if we need to, one of us can meet with him and just discuss if he's got a list of a good questionnaire to go through, which I would imagine he probably would have something a little better than what we may have. I think that Jake would bring a positive aspect to it, personally. He's a professional. I don't think that there's any conflict of interest within that folder of applicants. Personally, I don't.
All right, well, I'm overruled.
Should we extend an invitation to him to help us?
Yeah, if that's what you guys want. Yeah.
If he's available on the days that we're going to do it, he's available. If he's not, he's not.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, 6 o'clock, and if he wants to be here 15 minutes earlier.
Or maybe I can just call him. He can come down at the time. That's good for him, too. So it's not like 15 minutes before, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he's available, you know, during the day. If he wants to pronounce that.
So that's next Tuesday?
Monday. No. Monday and Tuesday.
We're trying for next Monday.
So we're going to split it up half again.
Yes.
It's just
6 o'clock. That way it'll give us, you know, we can have 2-3 hours with that group.
And then we're going to try to sort it out at that time. And then find the final applicant there.
Yep.
We're going to whittle this thing down to, say, 3.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we can narrow it down to 2 or 3, and then if we need to have second interviews, then.
Right. That's probably
At that point, we'll know.
I mean, we won't know until we have the interviews, but
I
get a feeling it will probably come down to 1 or 2.
And if it comes down to 1 or 2, then you'll have one more final round of interviews.
Then you'll have that those questions that you need answered between those two.
Okay.
To break it down.
I think that's
final.
A good way to
Is that
do
okay?
It. Yeah.
Good with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, interview them. One at a time and allocate, what, 15 or 20 minutes?
Oh, God, no more than that.
Yeah, no more than that?
At least a half an hour.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah.
At least.
Half an hour seems like about.
I would say 45 minutes. That way it gives us a few minutes in between that we can discuss after we interview them.
Yeah.
Okay. So
work?
Sounds good.
So that's good. So you do half of them one night and the other.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to schedule all that?
Because with all that going, we're going to burn an hour on each one.
Yep.
Easily, I think.
Yeah.
I think
we'll keep
easily.
Notes of what the strengths and weaknesses, and at the end, compare notes and make a decision.
Sounds good.
All right.
So you'll take the responsibility of getting all the Jake?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell him if he wants to get down there like 15 minutes before so he can.
Okay. Or again, if he's around.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see him during the day, so he could, you know, if he's off.
No, that doesn't help us.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. 15 minutes before, so you can talk to the board. Okay.
Exactly. That was,
I was
going to
have him review
that.
Him beforehand, so
thought,
he can kind of.
Well, he can.
Yeah.
But I still want him to come in beforehand.
Yeah, if he's going to be a part of the process, he should.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, yeah, give him some time to kind
educate
of absorb.
Himself
yeah,
so he can make some notes of his own.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan.
Perfect.
Okay, well, that was easy.
Moving on. Easy. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, this is actually
Maybe
next meeting. I'll put it in the sign folder. You guys can mull over it.
Unfortunately, it makes sense.
It does, but.
And now we get something about a settlement proposal.
Yeah, I put this in the sign folder. So this is just Mike Courtney had written. He had been dealing. It's Duhame, Dick Duhame.
Yep.
And his neighbor. We're having a landline dispute. We didn't really have a dog in the fight. We were in a butter.
Right.
So, but it just said that, what does he want from you guys? It says the town and the parties are in agreement to keep using this for their use, but no public use, which has been consistent with the 1958 vote that's Knowlton Road. yeah, Knowlton, right, that's the one I'm going. Could you please share attached draft with the selectmen to get their approval? See if the town would agree to the pleading. So he just, this is the pleading that he was going to, the final decree that he's going into court on mid-August, that's what he said, so.
They are?
Yeah, so it's really good. He says we might get a sliver of land out of it. So it's a landline dispute.
The hell, we want to sliver up on Knowlton Road.
Is it?
I think we're just in a butter, so I think it's just going to add to what we have.
Get resolved by just a surveyor?
I think they did have a surveyor.
Well, apparently they're not agreeing with what's been surveyed, is what it sounds like.
That's what happened, so.
Maybe the rocks moved.
Well, a lot of that stuff was old, and never been surveyed. Probably, I bet it hadn't been surveyed in 100 years or more.
If that's going back to 1958, then it probably doesn't.
Well, that was the vote for the road, so.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so we're just being appraised of this, right?
Well, no, he just says he needs you to, he wants you to, the approval for the town to agree to the pleading. So when he goes, this is the pleading, he's going to submit to the court.
Once they get the plead, they're
No, he just needs the board's presenting that you're okay with what Mike drafted.
Okay.
Yeah. So. It's just basically the description of land. If you look at it, it's the description of land that has been added to the pleading. So
what were you offering, the motion to approve
just to approve the settlement.
Final decree?
Right. Well, the proposal from the town attorney.
Town attorney,
right.
Yep. Final decree.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I move that this board grant approved town council's proposed draft of a final decree in the case of Richard and Lynn Duhame, trustees of the Duhame Trust versus Town of Canyon et al.
I'll second that.
Okay, any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Roy.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. All right. Job description for the town administrator.
Yeah, I could not find the minutes of when we approved it, so if you didn't hear from this. I know, I feel like we did.
Yeah, we did
so
go over it, and I think
maybe
it,
a vote was an oversight.
Yeah.
So
I thought we did, but maybe we didn't.
I did it right in the beginning, so it's right up.
Basically, a lot of it was from Chester Dunaway's, right?
Chester, Atkinson, Auburn, yeah.
Right.
Yep. So
this has never been approved by the board.
Well, she couldn't find it.
You didn't review it, you just didn't vote.
She's
going to reaffirm.
I know we discussed it way back.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But to make a motion to accept the
job description.
Job description for the town administrator.
I'll second that. It's the one dated November 2021.
I did put because we discussed it then.
Right.
I just put that date. We could have voted. I don't know if it didn't make the minutes if we voted.
But never officially voted on it,
we
can tell. All right. All in favor? Brian. Perfect.
Well, that was easy.
Now you're official.
Yeah, now you have a job.
Yeah.
Brian, can I vote on that one?
Oh, I'm sorry, Russ. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh,
all right, support.
Thank you. I apologize.
No.
I'm used to you having you here.
Pardon?
I'm used to having you right here. Pardon?
All right,
we've
so
got three.
Yeah. The last one is just
a
the
raffle.
Usually, you don't really, usually don't do anything with the raffles, but I figured I'd bring it to your attention. It's a wood carving is what they're giving away, Boyd, when we were talking this morning. Yeah.
What carving of what?
I don't know. I think Leon Austin, he does, but Leon...
No, I know.
Yes!
So he does carvings.
Sure. Well,
yeah. So I think I'm assuming it's one of his. I'm not sure, but I'm guessing
okay.
He's a Conservation Commission member.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for the Conservation.
Yeah, for the, yeah.
So more motion to approve the Conservation Commission's proposal.
We can do it.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Remember where it was, Pat? You're a boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
How about Russ?
Russ.
Yeah, Russ.
Yes?
There he is.
There you are. You vote yes on that raffle?
That's his bedtime.
Did you vote yes on the raffle?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Thank you. All right, old business. Got nothing.
There is
none. We don't have any.
Any other business?
Yeah, I have two things.
All right.
The Candia's Farmers Market was recognized as a union leader. It's the best farmers market in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
No way.
The second year in a row.
Yes. You're the only one?
No. It's quite a competition. I went over there Saturday. There was no place to park. And then
really?
That's a big huge.
It's got a great turnout over there.
It really
does.
You can't find a place to park. You got to get there early.
You got music playing.
You got
kettle corn popping.
Yeah.
You can smell it from across
the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
What they sell.
Yeah.
The lobsters and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everything. All kinds of produce.
Yeah. Meat. Produce,
yeah.
Pastries.
Yeah.
Really good discount, boy? It was Veterans
Discount, right? Yeah, Veterans got a $20 gift certificate there.
She makes just about ever. She makes these sticky buns. Oh,
who's this?
Trom Folds.
Oh, yeah. A lot of her stuff is gluten-free, though, isn't it, too?
No.
No?
No.
Loaded with gluten? Good.
Oh, yeah. She's got a sourdough.
What's the name again?
Trom Folds.
Okay.
Hey, one more thing. In the East Candia Depot, there was a sign there that announced it. This was the sign of the East Candia Depot. It gave the dates when it was open and dates when it was closed and that are discontinued. Somebody stole the sign. It was mounted on one of those concrete 6x6 posts that the railroad used.
Yeah.
Dennis and I put that up a few years ago, and we had the sign made. And we did the research and figured out the dates it was, you know, when it ran through there.
Do you have all the information still?
1888 to 1950.
So you want to make another one or what?
Well, I'd like to find a piece of steel, yeah, if the board will pay for it. I mean, you got to get a nice piece of steel like the railroad used to use.
Yeah.
And if we can find something like that, we'll take it to that sign guy on Route 27, have him paint it. We sandblast it first, paint it, and put it back up, and then weld it up there this time somehow. So because it was held up there with 3 half-inch bolts about.
No way.
And somebody's, you believe that?
I do believe it.
Somebody will be bragging about it on Marketplace pretty soon.
Yeah.
What was the point?
They steal eggs out of a cooler on the side of the road, so why wouldn't they take a sign?
You can't eat a sign.
No, but
breakfast.
When Nutting's Outlet was open, that's where you could find all the stolen stuff.
Where's that?
Nutting's in Raymond.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dennis talked about all the street signs.
Well, you want to research it and get back to us and see how much it costs? Just,
depending on the name.
I gotta find
Podunk
the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pay for the steel if I have to go have a piece made? Yeah. All right, I'll get the exact dimensions.
Okay.
And then I'll go to Stanley in Manchester and get a piece of steel. Because it had a little scallop corners on it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. So it's not just a rectangle or a square. It's kind of fancy, but it's nice. But the whole railroad used those. So we'd like to keep it consistent with the theme of the railroad.
Yeah.
And this time we'll put it on there and we'll put 2 nuts on there and weld those nuts together. Okay? So it doesn't happen again.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah. I'll get on that.
Perfect. Anything else on the other business? Russ, you got anything for us?
Yeah, one thing. I want to thank you all who were involved in getting Rick's retirement. Thank you for getting that put together.
Did you see the plaque?
No, I haven't.
Linda's got it right there. Where do you have to put it so she can see it? Okay.
Close to the camera.
Okay,
all
right. Very nice. I'm hoping I can get there.
Okay.
Wednesday. He's coming Wednesday.
At 1. Yeah, Wednesday at 1. He's going to try to get it.
Thank you.
All right.
You going to barbecue something over there?
I'm not. I don't know if I'm working or not. That's a problem.
Yeah. We're going to do barbecue.
Who's going to do it? Who's in charge of the food?
We just kind of pulled together.
Bob volunteered
the barbecue. We're doing some pasta and salad. There's three of us doing salads.
Donation of money to buy the food.
If you would like, we will, because Bob bought some meat. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Bob Pennant?
No, Bob.
Bob the building inspector.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Bob the builder.
Bob the building inspector.
I had something on Bob. Tuesday night hours. Do we still want him? He says he does not get any traffic coming through there on Tuesday nights. Do you still want? I mean, I know we looked at this a few years back, so.
Maybe just on the nights when the ZBA meets.
Yeah, that's what he's doing now.
Need him for that.
So you still want him to continue with that Tuesday night?
Yeah,
man. It's just an opportunity that if somebody can't get there during the day, that they do have that day that they can come at night.
Nighttime. I don't know that one.
Is there a phone call?
Somebody dialed in.
Where do they go?
Wait, you asked me a question? I'm sorry.
No, we're looking at the TV screen because we see a call coming in.
There's a phone on the screen here.
I don't know who this call is for.
Just to answer at that point.
I don't know. I see it on my screen.
They're
dying.
You're gone.
The last four numbers are 2005. That makes a difference to you.
Nothing, Linda?
Chief.
Nope, they're gone now.
Okay.
Well, okay then.
I thought it rang on somebody's phone or something.
That was the chief.
What was?
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Because I put the number in on my phone and it came up with his name.
Call him.
Reverse directory.
Call him, see if he wants something. While we're still in session, yeah?
Talk about this, but I don't know.
What's that?
Just this memo. I'll put it in your sign folder just so you guys, maybe next meeting, because it's a little too short notice to do anything like this.
Oh.
You know?
Maybe that's what he's calling about?
Maybe. And then Phil. There's some too. For the last part.
Good. Let me read it again.
I can start it, but there's two things going on next, so but it'll have to be, because it's an we have to do that.
Right.
That's going to create waves.
Well, yeah, it's
in other areas,
sets
too.
Exactly.
That sets a really...
It's an epical.
So what do you want to do with it?
I think as Pat said, we don't really have a choice.
We're over a barrel with it, really.
Yeah. But hindsight was, we probably shouldn't say it.
This is just the beginning of what it's going to cost us to rebuild that
prison.
Absolutely.
I'm aware of that.
The new chief's not coming in at $106,000.
No.
That's not, as you mentioned, all the people he has to staff that department.
And we're behind on all that stuff, so.
That's right. This is going to be a...
Luckily, salaries aren't the biggest cost over in that department, thankfully.
What is?
I mean, all the equipment's the biggest cost.
Well, some of that's already been paid for. You don't have to buy it this year.
New stuff all the time. But if we don't pay people, then we have to try to find new people.
Exactly.
Much easier to get equipment.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You can just order that.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody have anything else, though? Nothing? You all good? Well, the next select board meeting is going to be Monday, August 12th. at 6:30. Is anybody on there from the public or no?
No, just Russ. He said what he had to say.
All right.
Hey!
Thanks, Russ.
You'll have to notice those ones, say Monday and Tuesday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll let us know if there's any...
It gets
any...
a little weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
So I'll second Russ's
motion.
What
did you say to do with that last member we just worked out?
That, we got to wait.
We should wait until the next meeting because we get work. We need to see it.
We need the chief too, don't we?
If you'd like to speak with him, yes.
On that?
Yeah.
Because I'm not privy to that prior to tonight.
Right.
No one was.
I was walking out the door today when I got that. So that's
really?
Yeah.
So
that's
that
you have to wait.
The next meeting, the chief's around. Okay.
Now, Chief McGillan works, he comes in at 4 o'clock?
I guess.
He was there during the day today.
Okay.
He was there.
Does he have any job vacancy announcements out there looking to replace?
As far as I believe the officer, I mean, that's been an ongoing, the officers have been posted.
I believe he said he had them.
It's on the website.
The last time we talked to him.
It probably fell way down on the NHMA website, but I'm sure it was there.
Yeah, did we get a refresh on any of that stuff?
We could probably
check. Does the posting get refreshed?
You have to contact management.
You have to manually.
Yeah, you have to actually go on and say, hey.
Right, get to the top of the list.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if we put it on Facebook.
No, we're talking about officers. Oh, but we can talk to my mic and handle that.
Stay away from Facebook.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
I'll
have
them.
All right. If there's
nothing else.
I'll second Russ's motion to adjourn.
Russ made it?
How long ago was that?
About 5 minutes ago, but we'll roll with it.
All right.
You gotta use your big voice, Russ. I can't hear you. All in favor of adjourn?
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Have a good day.
Bye, Russ.
All right, hope you're feeling better.
Bye.